I was reading from Matt Gober's book, Unchained, and years ago, before Canaan Land started, there was a man that came to him and said, what would you do if you had $1 million? Listen to this. He said, I'd tell you what I'd do with it. This is Matt Gober speaking. I'd buy some land and I'd start a home for young men for those who are hurting. I'd help them come out of the bondage that they're in, out of Egypt, and go to a promised land.
What value can you place on a life that is eternally changed? What if that life were your loved one? Pastor George Pearson's and Mac and Sandra Gober share about the lives touched and changed by the power of a loving God next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. I'm George Pearson, senior pastor here at Eagle Mountain International Church. Our guests this week are Mac and Sandra Gober. They're the founders of Canaan Land Ministries, an outreach designed to transform the broken lives of men. Now, Mac has a big heart for these guys. Until he met Jesus, his life was broken too. But Mac knows that what God did for him, he can do for others. So, before we hear Mac's testimony, let's take a look at the tremendous work that Canaan Land is doing today to set the captives free.
Restoration is more than just a concept at Canaan Land, it's a way of life. Mac Gober and his wife Sandra founded Canaan Land in 1981 to reach men 17 and older whose worlds were dominated by destruction. It was designed to be God's love in action in the lives of the students. Canaan Land is a Bible training center in evangelistic outreach, ministering to everyone from outlaw bikers to businessmen, publishing books, CDs, and DVDs of their teachings, it's targeted towards men whose lives were scarred by abuse and neglect, compounded by bad decision-making, and too often fueled by a toxic mix of drugs, alcohol, and a violent lifestyle. These men habitually believe that they have nowhere to go. But under the loving guidance of Mac Gober, Canaan Land shows these men the path to an abundant, successful, and fruitful life. This one-year residential program combines Bible study, job training, educational enrichment, and direction with affection. Mac, Sandra, and the dedicated staff teach men how to overcome their brokenness and build a productive future at no cost to the student or their families. Located outside of Montgomery, Alabama, Canaan Land's goal is to restore the whole man, spirit, soul, and body. They create opportunities for the students to develop Christ-like character through Bible study. They live with other students who have similar problems, and they maintain daily work details to foster good habits. The Alabama courts utilize Canaan Land as a viable rehabilitation option for some offenders. Mac's desire is to share God's love with those from the uttermost to the guttermost. The vision of destroying the chains of bondage from life-controlling addictions has created a dynamic piece of heaven on earth.
I was reading from Matt Gober's book, Unchained, and years ago, before Canaan Land started, there was a man that came to him and said, what would you do if you had $1 million? Listen to this. He said, I'd tell you what I'd do with it. This is Matt Gober speaking. I'd buy some land and I'd start a home for young men for those who are hurting. I'd help them come out of the bondage that they're in, out of Egypt, and go to a promised land, to Canaan Land. I'd take them and give them a home where they could find real love. Sandra and I would give them understanding and affection. They'll find the presence of God there. Said, I looked at them for a moment and went on, Dick, you know that scripture in Luke 4:18 that says Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted? I don't care what causes the broken heart. I know that Jesus has the answers to heal it. People are hurting out there by the thousands. They're dying on the streets and the back alleys of our government doesn't have any answers. Jails don't have the answers. Police don't have the answers. Jesus has the answers. He said, I'd take that money and invest it in our youth by building a home so that these men could find a way out of their bondage. They would be unchained from the sin that binds them so they could feel like what it's like to be really free for the first time in their lives. I'd do it with no strings attached. I wouldn't charge them 1 cent. I wouldn't even charge their families. It would be paid for by the Lord Jesus Christ. I would call the place Canaan Land Ministries. Let's welcome Mac and Sandra Gober today. Man, it is so good to have you both on the broadcast here.
Good to be here.
Canaan Land is an amazing place. Yeah. I mean, what we just saw in the piece that we showed and the vision that you've had for it and what you guys have done since 1981 has just been absolutely outstanding.
Yeah.
And we want to hear all about it this week. We want to hear all about what took you to that place. But Mac, I love you.
I love you, George.
Sandra,
amen.
I love you.
Amen.
And we so appreciate you. You know, Mac and Sandra are such a blessing to this ministry, friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and what an amazing thing you've done for us with the Elite CX team and what we've accomplished.
Amen.
We're glad you're here on the
amen.
Broadcast
amen.
And what God has done with you.
Amen.
What is happening with Canaan Land right now? What's going on there?
Well, we're experiencing something that we've not experienced. Many years ago, me and Brother Kenneth talked about, in fact, we were in his office. I think Ben Priest was there, me, and Dr. Mark Barkley. It was just after a meeting, and we talked about Canaan Lands being in every state. That,
yeah.
You know, there's such a need.
Right.
And because of the uniqueness of Canaan Land, teaching and believing the word of faith. And now for 30 years,
wow.
We have done that consistently.
Wow.
And then, you know, we prayed, and Brother Kenneth says, and wherever Canaan Land is, that's where I'll be. Yeah. And
praise God.
Yeah, I was praise God. Well, you know, I was expecting right away, and then 1 year went by, and 2 years went
yep.
by, and then
yep.
through faith and patience,
yes.
We inherit the promises. And so,
and yeah, you've been doing this what since 1981? Is that when it began? Was it?
Well, that's when we moved on to the property.
Onto the property, but you,
we started in our own home.
Yeah.
And then we became like the little old lady in the shoe who didn't know what
just
to do. Yeah, I didn't know how to say no. And I looked up and I told the Lord, I said, it's your fault. I said, you didn't tell me no. I said, when I was hurting and my guts were falling out, I said, I called on you and you didn't tell me no. And I
yeah.
said, I can't tell these guys no that
that's
are
right.
calling me. And I said, we need some help. And I was actually looking for bunk beds. And we went out there to buy some bunk beds off this place, 72 bunk beds. And when I walked onto the property, actually drove on the property, and I saw all those little roving hills and trees. And
right.
I just said, Lord, this is
the place.
This is it. It had
this
a lodge
it.
There. You could sleep 70 men, and of course, I didn't realize then you had to have a lot of staff and different things like
but
that.
But you just had a heart to reach out to these people. And you know, I know this for a fact, that behind every great man, there's a great woman.
There is a great, great woman.
And Sandra, you've been with this from the very start, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
And you really have the same heart that he has for these,
yes, sir.
These young men. And it's good to have, for men like that, it's good to have a dad,
yeah.
and it's good to have a mom.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And we learned right away that we did have such a heart, even if I was on the road traveling and ministering, something would come up with Canaan Land. They'd come to Sandra, and she would handle it exactly the way I would.
Praise
when
God.
They'd get back and they'd tell me about it, and I go, that's exactly what I would have done.
Well, Mac, you've got a story to tell because the vision of Canaan Land and where you are right now actually began a long time ago. It actually began because I read your book and I just reread your book, and we're offering it on the broadcast all this week, and it's outstanding, absolutely outstanding. And as I was reading it, just getting a sense of what you faced as a child growing up and What brought you to the place of establishing Canaan Land started when you were just a child.
Yeah.
And what was going on in your life? Tell us a little bit about that background of what your upbringing was like.
Well, I was traveling a lot with my mom and dad. He was in construction work. And so the way he worked is out of, there was a steel company out of Biloxi, Mississippi. And I think the name of it was Irby Brothers Steel Company. Years and years ago, all I can remember that. I don't even know if the company's around anymore. But my dad had like maybe a second or third grade education, but he could read a blueprint. You lay a blueprint. I mean, he could sit there, and they actually sent college graduates out to work with my dad, and wow. He would teach them the fine art of reading. For him, it just came natural. And so he would be on a job 3 months. And usually the way it worked out, he would be there. And so we would move into some little storefront or a little apartment over a store. I mean, just wherever we could. Just it was just me and mom and dad. And we would stay there 3 months while he maybe finished up. Maybe right. They were building a bridge. Maybe it was a water tower. He did a lot of work in boiler rooms. And so he'd stay there 3 months to finish one. Then we would move to another place where he would be starting a job from scratch.
Yeah.
So he'd look at the land layout and call back in and says, well, we're going to need this much steel. We're going to need these many welders, these many cutters, and then he would wait till all that showed up and then set it up and get the foreman shack set up, and then we'd move again. And then we'd move to a job that was already in process, and he'd be right in the middle of that job just to see it go along and get it worked out. Well, that kind of wreaks havoc on a young guy.
Sure.
My childhood memory is a blur of trying to remember kids. There's none there that I can hold on to. Because, I mean, from the first grade all the way up until my mother finally says, no more, Bill Gober. I'm not traveling anymore. I'm staying right here in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 1959. And but we traveled so much, and I'd just be in a school, and they called it dragging up. Dad would walk in and says, well, we're dragging up. I didn't even know what that meant. And I'd go to the school the next day, and I'd tell the class and the teacher, I said, we're dragging up. And they'd go, what's that? I said, I don't know, but we're moving real quick. And we'd be gone, buddy. And I mean, we moved all over the Southeast.
And you really didn't have a close relationship with him at all.
He stayed pretty busy.
Drinking and
all carousing, kind of, womanizing.
And the thing that he taught you was to fight.
Yep. Well, I got beat up a lot. Every time we'd go to a new school, I was always the new kid. And, of course, you'd get in two or three fights, and then eventually you'd get to the bully of the school, and then he'd beat you up.
And your relationship was such with him that you, when you got older, you vowed at 16 that he wasn't going to hit your mother anymore. That was one thing that he did was, hit your mom a lot.
Yeah, he used to do that quite a bit. And so when I would come in, my nose would be bloody. And he set me down. He said, let me teach you something. This was his mentality.
Yeah.
He said, from now on, every school you go to, the first thing you do when you get to that school, you find out who the bully, who's the toughest kid in that school or your class. And you walk up to him without ever saying a word and just haul off and smack him right in the nose as hard as you can. Now, he said, he may end up whooping your butt. He said, but I guarantee you, you won't have to fight five or six other people, because if you just face down the bully, the rest of them ain't going to want to join in. Well, after a while, even the bully, I mean, they go, wow. Yeah. And so then I became the bully.
Right.
And that kind of
started you on a road.
That started me on a road of violence. So because I got to where I enjoyed it. Because then all the other kids would go, hey, oh, man, you beat that guy up. He's been beating us up. And I go, yeah, man, I did it. And so, you know, you think more highly of yourself than you ought. And so that thing carried over into my high school. And I met a guy named Glenn Sparks there in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. He became my best bud. And I write about him in my book. Mm-hmm. But they was a ninth grader. I was in the seventh grade, and he was beating up all the kids. And I called him out, and I said, well, we'll just stop this, because I was used to it.
Yeah.
Well, man, the high school football coach, he's the one that set up Jerry Belt. And he said, yeah, we can fix this. And, boy, that big old ninth grader just beat the living tar out of me. I said, hallelujah. And, anyway, Glenn Sparks over running his mouth, you know, yeah, he thought you were going to ha-ha. And I said, well, you want some of this? So me and him got in a fight. And after that, me and him became best buds and still real close to this very day. And we used to hide out while his dad ran kind of a illegal gambling thing. The police were...
Well, what a background this guy grew up with, huh?
Oh, boy. Yeah. But we'd sit out there and we'd count the bullet holes in the back of his car, and because there's a lot of people who didn't like him. But that was the way it was. And then it got so bad at 16 years of age, I got my mom to sign an early thing. My dad fought for our country, World War II, the Battle of the Coral Sea. He was on the USS Lexington aircraft carrier, which is at the bottom of the Coral Sea now, right off the coast of Australia. And Vietnam was looming in at that time, and the President of the United States, Lyndon B. Johnson, he says, if you don't go over there and stop communism, it's coming to our country and in our neighborhoods. And we've got to stop communism wherever it rears its ugly head. Mm. Mm. And I need you to volunteer to go over there to a little old place called South Vietnam. And so thousands of young men and young women just like me volunteered. I did at 16, and I turned 17 in boot camp. And, you know, I thought, okay, join the Navy, you know, yeah, ride the waves, yeah, and see, yeah, a girl in every port, you know. I mean, I had it all planned out, except I didn't get to see no ship. My first duty station was an island, man. I was stuck on an island. And I learned to do some diving there and had fun. And then I went to a place called Coronado, and right out of San Diego, and learned about weapons and different things like that. And then from there, a bunch of us, we were put on a C-141 and sent straight to Vietnam. And so I was over there in 1966 and 67. And
that changed you.
Oh, yeah.
That you had been going down the wrong path anyway for a while. But yeah, when you got to Vietnam, that really, really did a number on you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to explain. That's why I thank God to this day. It seems like sometimes our government, they don't understand. But I love the parents, and I love the men and women that still fight for this country. Because if you travel any at all, you know, our country's in a mess. It's got its problems, but it's still the greatest nation in this place, in this whole world.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, Mac, we just seems like we just got started and we got to stop here. But we're going to pick back up as we continue on this week, because this testimony is so important, because you've seen the heart of this couple and what they have for young men that have been through these kinds of things. They've grown up in tough homes. They've experienced horrible things, and coming out of the lifestyle that he was in gave him that heart, just like Jesus said in Luke 4:18, to heal the brokenhearted, yeah, to set the captives free. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray to get together today for those that are watching, parents that may be struggling with their children right now.
Yes.
Father, I thank you for the presence of the Spirit of God in homes.
Yeah.
Lord, that you are healing homes and that you are taking these young people and helping them. And Father, we pray over Mac and Sandra and thank you for the work that you've given them to do, that you've called them to do. And I thank you, Lord, that you truly, truly have delivered them. Mac, why don't you pray right now for the Vietnam vets that are out there?
Amen.
Just pray over them.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I just thank you. If they're still struggling, God, let them know how much you love them.
Praise you, Father.
Kenneth and Gloria, my God, they spend time in praying and loving on these men and women. I've seen it in person where they go the extra mile to love guys that was hurt just like me. And spent a half a month in the hospital in Da Nang and saw so much. But God, I know that Jesus is the answer.
Yes, He is.
There's all kind of things out there they throw at people, but Jesus, He has the answer.
Thank you.
And Lord, it's my prayer that every man, every woman that's been through that, not even just Vietnam, but any other war.
That's right.
That they'll call out to Jesus.
Praise God. Father, we thank you for that, and we honor you for it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I'm excited about this week, Mac and Sandra, about what the Lord is going to bring out. And I just know that people are receiving hope right now.
Amen.
That what God did for you,
He'll do for them.
He will do for them.
Yes, He will.
Praise God. You stay with us this week. This is going to be an exciting time. Don't go away. We'll come right back. We've got some great things to share with you. We'll see you in just a minute.
Not staying.
Why are you going with him? You can't live your life like this.
You live your life, and I'll live mine.
You okay?
Oh, he makes me so mad. My brother just won't listen. He can get into so much trouble, and I just wish there was a way I can get through to him.
Here, give him this. Mac Gober. He had a ferocious appetite for violence, that is, until he had an encounter with God and changed his life forever.
How is this book going to make a difference?
This guy was an adrenaline junkie. He thought he found his way through a brutal lifestyle. Then the love of God unchained him from depression, drugs, destruction. He started winning souls from the uttermost to the guttermost. Let's face it, Betty, you don't speak Tom's language. This guy does.
How do you know this will work?
Because it worked for me. I'm unchained.
Order the Unchained package, now available for just $24. This package includes Mac Gober's book, Unchained, the documentary of a life on a fast track to destruction. Included in this package is a DVD of Mac Gober's amazing testimony of how his life was touched and changed by the Word of God. Victory Over Vietnam is an added bonus available as a free download at kcm.org. For 48-hour processing, order online. For these and other products, go to kcm.org.
Mac and Sandra, I'm so excited about this Unchained package. This is the book that was written about your life, and then the DVD that you preached at one of our believers' conventions that I think still holds the greatest record today of an altar call that this ministry has ever had. Yeah. And in both of these, the book and the DVD, you give your testimony about the Lord taking you from that lifestyle that you are in, completely delivering you from that and bringing you to the place where you are right now at Canaan Land. And so we are offering that all this week. I just read it. I finished reading it again yesterday, and I am so excited about it. I could not put it down.
No, I could
not set it down. And you know, Sandra, you mentioned to me before the broadcast today about a testimony of this book. Tell us really quick about what happened with this book.
I was at one of the bike rallies years ago at KCM, and we were just walking somewhere, and this girl walks up and starts talking to us. Of course, my daughter's with me, and everybody knows her.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, she was just sharing how that she had read Mac's book and gotten saved, and how she had her whole family read it. And they all got saved. The whole family got saved from reading the book. And then we were walking again, just during that same rally someplace else. Another girl walks up, and she starts talking about one of the DVDs that we have that we produce of Mac sharing his testimony.
Right.
And she shared how she watched it, got saved, her whole family got saved from watching the
praise
DVD.
God. Yeah. Wow. Well, I recommend that you order this, especially if you have family, sons, daughters that are into a lifestyle that is outside of the will of God. This book, this DVD, will help them get back on track. You know, the best way to order is online. It's faster. You can get a discount. Order today. We also have a free download that Mac and Sandra preached on victory over Vietnam, how to be healed from the effects of war. Now, if you want that download, go to our website, kcm.org. I am so excited about what the Lord is doing. We're so glad you're with us this week. I know that the Lord's going to do some outstanding things. And so stay with us. This is going to be an amazing time. This is Pastor George Pearson's. We're so excited that you're here with us this weekend. Hey, remember this, Jesus is Lord.
For a copy of this week's broadcasts, go to kcm.org or call or write to us today. Visit kcm.org for your free download of Mac and Sandra Gober's powerful message, Victory Over Vietnam. No matter where you are, if you have internet access, you are seconds away from life-changing answers thanks to the power of search, all new at kcm.org. It's easy. Just find this keyword search block, enter a word, speaker name, topic, or scripture. Search gives you instant 24/7 access to more than 40 years of revelation and inspiration from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Try the new keyword search today at kcm.org.
Matthew 22, 37 through 40. Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all of the law and the prophets."
Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is June 25th and 26th in Lombard, Illinois at the Weston Lombard Yorktown Center. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family, George and Terry Pearsons, Stephen Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. This year, the Southwest Believers Convention is being called Homecoming 2010. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savell, Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar August 2nd through 7th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Stephen Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org.
Hello, I'm Gloria Copeland. Healing School is the place where you can receive your healing. Join Ken and me for Healing School on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Jesus is your healer. He paid the price for you to be healed and made you whole so that you can live long and strong.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Because I found out something, Pastor George. I don't care how bad you think you are. There's always somebody more bad.